A community with a pretty name, Fairview, experienced something that belies the Tennessee town's moniker. The National Weather Service believes an F2 tornado hit there on Tuesday. That means winds of at least 113 miles per hour. The citizens of Fairview, like their neighbors in Arkansas, Kentucky, Mississippi, and Alabama, are now plowing through the debris left by those devastating tornadoes that swept through the South Tuesday night.
And all of a sudden, the doors started rattling. Next thing I know, all the dock doors started flying in the midair. And all I can do is just duck and dodge.
It just looked like this white flow just washed over me. And then everything was, we walk out and the trees were down. The buildings were just gone.
We could see the clouds forming. And from that, everybody had gathered in the front. By the time I got from the back to the front, I could hear it like a train coming. And I just hollered and told them, we all get in the back.
You know, I always said I'd like to see a tornado. But after what I just seen, I don't think I want to see another one.
Those are witnesses telling their stories on the local ABC, CBS, and NBC stations in Memphis yesterday. They were on the ground reporting as much of the rest of the country focused on the political returns. Now, President Bush has pledged support to the states hit by the tornado, saying, quote, prayers can help and so can the government. Tennessee has seen the highest death toll from the storms, with 31 of the 55 reported dead coming from that state. Now, to get a sense of what it looks like on the ground there, we're going to talk to reporter Nick Beadle. He's on the line. He reports for the Jackson Sun in West Tennessee. Hey, Nick.
Howdy. How y'all doing?
I'm doing well, sir. Tell us about the area in which you've been reporting.
I spent most of yesterday in a little community called Huntersville, which is about 5 miles west of Jackson. This is just a little stop-in-the-road kind of community, and it is ripped apart. Mm-hmm. They think the storm that came through here was the one that later hit Union University, and they think it was a quarter to a half mile wide. And when you have something like that come through a place, there's just not much left. I mean, it was a heavily wooded area. It looks clean cut now. And really, the question is which houses were not hit.
You mentioned Union University. It was one of the schools named in U.S. World and News Report's Best Colleges issue for 2008. It was hit very hard. Can you describe the damage there?
I was talking to the university president Tuesday night right after the storm, and they got hit in 2002, I believe, by a tornado, and it caused $2.6 million of damage and took them a while to get back on their feet. And this storm caused about $40 million, and they've already delayed reopening classes. There are just dorms that are not there now. There are academic buildings that are probably unsavable at this point.
Yeah, 40% of the dorms, I believe, were destroyed. I heard him say in one news report. Let me go back to Huntersville real quickly, since you've spent a lot of time on the ground there. It's an unincorporated town. You said it's a little sort of stop in the road. Do they have any of the means to proceed with recovery?
You know, I've talked to the people I've talked to there. There are already some here saying that they doubt they're coming back because this is, you know, even there was a lady I talked to yesterday who was one of the few homes that was spared there, and she was just crying that she said, this is not the Huntersville I knew anymore. There is so much that is untouched there. I mean, if you're lucky, you know, if you're really lucky, you're untouched. If you're lucky, you know, you're missing part of your roof, and everybody else is missing most of their homes.
From the people that you spoke to, do they consider themselves to be adequately warned and prepared?
You know, Huntersville saw the two deaths we had here in Madison County, the first two, and you know, there was a lady who had went down because she knew the storm was coming. I mean, we were warned all day about these storms, and she'd went down and stayed with her niece. She was an elderly lady named Alta Baker. She was about 84. And she and her niece were in a closet hiding when the storm came, and the storm lifted up her home and tossed it across the street, and she was killed fairly instantly in the storm. So, you know, the pastor of the church that Miss Baker went to told me yesterday, it's hard to prepare for when your house is blown apart.
We're talking to Nick Beadle. He's a reporter for the Jackson Sun in West Tennessee, sharing some of his reporting with us from the aftermath of these tornadoes. So, Nick, you live in the area. You've experienced this before. Can you explain to us, is there a difference between winter tornadoes and from other seasons twisters?
Yeah, I grew up about 2.5 hours away from Jackson, a place called Green Hill that's on the Alabama state line. And, you know, there's just something, you know, just to sound absolutely southern about this, there's just something meaner about a storm in the winter. I know when I was down covering, you know, the city in of Tuscaloosa at the University of Alabama, you know, the worst storms they ever had down there were in November or February. And this is unlike anything I've ever seen before. This is just complete devastation. I've never seen, you know, any place like this, like Huntersville, which is just ripped to shreds. I've never seen anything like this. It's just razed.
We mentioned it's a winter storm, but it came out of this warm spell. But I understand it's going to go back to being pretty cold there with lows in the 20s predicted for this weekend. So you've described people who literally just don't have homes anymore. Are there shelters being set up, or are people, have they just left to go be with relatives and friends?
A lot of folks I've talked to are either up in hotels or they're staying with friends. You know, I know that there are a lot of folks who are in shelters here. There's one at a local high school. There was briefly a shelter for folks who lived at a assisted living home at the Civic Center here in Jackson. It was a very sudden change yesterday because there were people who were trying to pull through their homes, trying to salvage what they could, and it was just a bitter cold and a bitter drizzle yesterday morning. It was just a strange, quick change.
And what has the local government there been doing? I mean, have you seen examples of recovery and cleanup effort and trying to help out?
At this point, I know that they're really just starting to pick apart everything. I think they're still working on damage estimates. They very quickly. This is not something uncommon here. You know, in Jackson, about five years ago now, there was a storm that came through and just leveled East Jackson, which is probably the lower income section of the city, destroyed a complete entire housing project and killed a mother and her child over there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's unfortunate, but this is something they're used to, and they responded fairly quickly to getting things together and getting disaster requests in and things like that.
Nick Beadle is a reporter for the Jackson Sun in Tennessee. Hey, Nick, thanks for sharing your reporting with us, and be well out there.
All right. Thank you much.
You know, that whole thing really got usurped by the Super Tuesday coverage when we found out about this Wednesday morning. A lot of devastation there. Stay with us on the Bryant Park Project. We're going to switch gears, and we're going to talk
literally
about...
Literally, quite.
Oh, that's funny. Dorkbots are the most popular stories on the web as well, coming back right in your direction in about 80 seconds. Stay with us. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.